Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by Amanda Langmaid, Farmers Insurance of Sebring. For all your insurance needs, see Amanda Langmaid in Sebring across from Luke's Market. And Consumers Energy has proposed selling its 13 aging hydro power dams to Confluence Hydro LLC, an out-of-state subsidiary of Hall Street Energy, for just $1 each, unveiling a 30-year agreement that would require consumers to buy back electricity at an initial rate of $160 per megawatt hour with annual increases. Although this is roughly twice the current market price for hydropower, the company argues that continuing to operate or decommission the dams would be even more costly, and the sale would transfer future risks and liabilities, including the cost of eventually demolish the dams to the new private owner. The plan, now under review by state and federal regulators, has prompted both practical and environmental concerns. Critics note that private dam owners are less regulated than utilities and often skimp on maintenance, pointing to past dam failures in Michigan as cautionary examples. To address safety and financial risks, new state legislation has been introduced that would require deeper scrutiny of buyers' finances before such transactions are approved. Meanwhile, consumers may also benefit from public clean energy subsidies unavailable when generating hydropower in-house, further complicating the debate over whether this strategy offers true savings and improved stewardship for Michigan's waterways. And Midland has been ranked the best place to retire in America, according to the latest U.S. News & World Report analyst. The annual ranking shows that retirees are increasingly valuing overall quality of life rather than focusing solely on cost of living, marking a notable shift since the COVID-19 pandemic. Midland earned the top spot for its strong affordability, favorable tax conditions for retirees, and balanced lifestyle offerings. It was the only Michigan community to make the top 10. And Bay City officials have announced two major affordable housing developments that will bring more than 200 new homes and millions of dollars in investment to the community. Fenced off and long abandoned sites in Bay City's Columbus Avenue Business District will be transformed through a multi-phase housing project supported by a $1 million state grant from the Michigan Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy. Environmental cleanup is expected to begin this fall and continue into spring of 2026. The first phase includes a four-story apartment building with 39 units and 17 townhomes. A second phase will add up to 60 more residences, creating as many as 116 affordable homes in total. Mayor Chris Girard said the development marks Bay City's first new affordable housing in nearly five decades and will help working families find attainable housing. Across town, the Riverview Apartments project north of downtown secured a $4.3 million revitalization loan to add about 90 new riverfront units and two retail spaces. Combined, both projects represent more than $60 million in new investment aimed at revitalizing Bay City's core neighborhoods. And the Bay City Bridge Partners announced that toll rates across the Liberty and Independence Bridge will remain unchanged through 2026. Drivers using a transponder will continue to pay $2 per crossing, while those billed by plate will be charged $5.50. Bay City residents with transponders will keep crossing free of charge until 2028. However, the company's unlimited monthly pass, which offered unlimited bridge usage for $15 per month, will end on December 31st. Current subscribers will pay the standard toll freeze beginning in 2026. The Lafayette Bridge remains closed for reconstruction in a $110 million Michigan Department of Transportation project, expected to finish in 2027. Until then, Veterans Memorial Bridge continues to serve as Bay City's only toll-free route over the Saginaw River. And we come back after this Amanda Lang Made Farmers Insurance sponsor message, we'll get to our national and international news.
If you're looking to protect your car, home, or business, call me, Amanda Langmaid, here at Farmers Insurance in Sebring. Whether you're on the road, relaxing at home, or running your business, we have the coverage you need. Plus, with plans that include Aflac, Medicare, comprehensive auto and commercial insurance, we can create a custom solution for every aspect of your life. I'm Amanda Langmaid with Farmers Insurance. Call me at 989-704-3409 and get the protection you need where it matters the most. Again, that's 989-704-3409.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom again. My name is John Curdy, and looking at our national news, the government shutdown has become the longest on record after the Senate failed repeatedly to end it. Flight delays and cancellations are mounting nationwide as airspace restrictions grow due to shortages in air traffic controllers. Millions receiving SNAP benefits haven't gotten November assistance. Many are joining furloughed workers at food banks and worry about losing health coverage. Economic ripple effects are escalating with increased hardship for families. Public frustration with government dysfunction and leaders' failure is at an all-time high. And in our international news, Russia has launched fresh attacks on energy infrastructure and civilian ports in Odessa, Ukraine. Local officials report extensive damage to power and shipping facilities. Ukrainian forces continue efforts to prevent further aerial strikes. The situation remains volatile with ongoing hostilities around the Black Sea. International observers are monitoring humanitarian impacts. Peace talks are stalled amid escalating violence. And for the full news stories, obituaries, weather, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, my name is John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Amanda Langmaid, Farmers Insurance of Sebring. For all your insurance needs, see Amanda Langmaid in Sebring across from Luke's Market.